Well, many congratulations winning trainer David Manicio with me. Now, this, she is just proving to be a real superstar and obviously loves Ascot as well.
Yeah, no, she's an absolute champion. I couldn't be bullish in the press before the race because she was always going to improve for the run. And obviously, she was running against a very tough opposition, and they had the benefit of a few runs, at least one run. We didn't. So you always have to be on the side of caution. But she's amazing. I mean, I didn't know what to say in the last 50 hours. I was so proud. I mean, it's a big sense of pride.
And beautifully placed by William in the race, coming off that turn, and then just...
Yeah, she showed a tremendous turn of foot today that she perhaps never showed before. Yes.
And to win a race at Royal Ascot for you, and with obviously this wonderful filly as well, I mean, you must just be so proud.
I am very proud, and I'm proud of the team. I'm proud of the filly. I'm proud of the team. And I'm also proud that it's the only day Her Majesty came racing too, you know. So I'm glad she managed to see her life.
And we're obviously be thinking coming back to Ascot again at some stage during the rest of the year.
Look, she loves Ascot. She loves Longchamp as well. So we'll keep an eye on all the races we can run at both venues.
Well, the world is at her feet again, but she was wonderful today. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. She's wonderful all day.
Any questions?
The speed that she showed today, as you said, was something so much before. Does that bend your mind towards maybe trying her on what was very likely faster ground than King George, taking on Group 1 opposition against
Mayer? I think we'll have to play it by ear. The fact that she handles heavy ground so well, or very soft ground so well, compensates for the lack of fitness today. Then can I go as far as saying that she would show the same traits on good ground? I don't know, until we try. Perhaps I would try in the Arc de Triomphe if the ground was happening to be good. Would I try before that? Maybe not. I don't know.
So the King George then would not be at the forefront of your mind?
The King George was very soft last year. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you
keep an eye on the ground.
Of course, yeah, that's what we do always. You know, I mean, the hard week was in the plan until last week at the confirmation stage. I looked at the forecast and there was a chance of a change of weather. And I thought, well, let's keep her in and fingers crossed. And yeah, so sometimes you need to be lucky as well.
Thank you.